Our next guest, Brian Lindgren. He is the offensive coordinator at Oregon State. Joins us now. Are you a basketball fan at all, Coach?
Yeah.
You like the NBA? Who's your team in the NBA?
I don't follow the NBA until it gets to be the playoffs, really.
Yeah, we're on it now. We're starting this weekend, and I'm with
really?
You. This regular season's way too long.
Yeah, we go into spring ball mode, and I kind of lose track of everything. I've been following the Masters a little bit, and I'm into the NCAA tournament and follow that pretty closely.
How's spring ball going?
It's going well. You know, shoot, we've been in it for a long time. We started with 2 weeks and then took a break off for a week off for finals and then a week off for spring break, and then we're back at it. We got to finish up this week and then our spring game, I think, is on the 20th.
Give me an idea of your quarterbacks. What do you see that you like out of your quarterbacks right now?
I like Jake Luton, man. I'm fired up. He's back for his sixth season. You know, he's been in a bunch of different systems and played for a lot of different coaches. And I think, you know, having him back another year in the same system, working with the same quarterback coach and coordinator, I think that's going to be an advantage, man. I mean, he's a big physical guy. He's like 6'6", 235. And I think he's finally healthy coming back off that neck injury. Last year, I don't know that he was ever healthy, really, when he was playing. So I think he's been really sharp. I'm excited. I'm excited for him this season. I think he's going to have a big year.
Watching him, Watching Luton, I got so frustrated for him because it would feel like just when he got it going, or even sometimes before he had a chance to get it going, like in the Ohio State game, something would happen, and it was always something different.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was the first drive of the Ohio State game. Pretty crazy. You know, then he dinged his ankle up at Nevada early, and that kind of lingered really all the way through the season. And so I think he's back healthy, and shoot, I mean, he's been moving better and playing really well the first part of spring.
How about your transfer?
Tristan Jebbia, yeah, transferred from Nebraska. I like him as well, you know, and he doesn't have the experience in the system that Jake has. He's a pocket guy as well, you know, pretty efficient with the ball, gets the ball out of his hand, and accurate thrower. And the thing I love about Tristan is I feel like he's just a gym rat, one of those kids that's always around the building, just hungry to learn more ball. And he's all about it, super competitive kid, and he's pushing Jake every day.
How do you, as a coach, because you want to foster competition, but you also want to foster teamwork, how do you do that with two guys when you know only one can be the starter?
It's challenging, man. You see it. You see it all over the country. Man, people have trouble keeping those quarterbacks now with the transfer portal and guys looking at the first sign of, you know, they're not the guy, looking to bail. So I think it's tricky. We've been given both guys reps with the first team and trying to make it kind of, you know, telling them it's a competition and we're going to play the best guy. And I think that's those players kind of respect that. You know, as we've been honest with Tristan. You know, what we told him kind of in the recruiting process of, you know, the opportunity that he was going to have. And I think that's what those kids want is, you know, just to be given this, you know, straight answer and given an opportunity to be the guy.
Brian Lindgren with us, Oregon State's offensive coordinator. I want to ask you about the defense because you get a chance to see them as you guys scrimmage or, you know, you get a chance to look across the field. What do you see on defense that's different this spring maybe than last?
I just think familiarity with what Tibbs has got, you know, the defensive coordinator, what they're running over there. I think another year in the system, I think those guys are more comfortable with the scheme. And then I think they're doing some things that are some scheme wise. I think they've done some research that I think fits their personnel a little bit better to where they're doing some things that are creating some issues. You know, up front, giving some different looks in the secondary, and they've made some changes that I think people will definitely notice in the fall. I know it's been pretty challenging going against them. So I think just the variety of looks is probably the biggest difference. You know, from what they were last spring. Last spring they were pretty basic, just trying to get the basics of their defense in. Now I think they're doing some things that are going to kind of mess with you and create some issues, particularly up front.
Kind of away from the game itself, the NCAA has a proposal out that's going to be voted on next week that has to do with the grad transfer rule. They're going to ask him, maybe expand it to a two-year commitment on that scholarship if the transfer doesn't finish their graduate degree in a year, which nobody will. So basically, there's a little penalty for taking one. Do you like that, or do you support that this is an athlete-friendly rule, or where do you stand on this, just as a coach?
You know, I think that kind of depends on where you're at and your situation. I think where we're at in a program that's in transition, that grad transfer thing, it's been pretty good for us. We got a couple kids from Nebraska and a linebacker, Addison Gums from Oklahoma. And so I think that's been a pretty good for us as a program kind of in transition, trying to kind of, it was a rebuild, trying to get back up. But, generally I don't know. It kind of irritated me the player, was it the quarterback at Eastern Washington?
Yeah. Vernon Adams. Yeah.
Vernon Adams, it's like I know a lot of those guys at Eastern Washington. Those guys were the guys that took a chance on him, developed him, and he was a heck of a player. And then, he's an old veteran guy. Now he transfers up, and I just, I don't know. It's kind of frustrating, I think, at sometimes. But
yeah, I like it because there's so much in the game that's
and here it's been pretty good for us.
I like it because there's so much of the game that really flies against the athletes. So I think it's a chance for them to kind of control something. But I would understand if you're at Eastern Washington and you've developed a guy for 3-4 years and all of a sudden he's going to go, well, I'm going to the Pac-12 now. You can't be happy about that.
Well, and you were the one that took a chance on him by offering him a scholarship. No one else wanted him coming out of high school. And you've invested a lot of, a lot in that. And I think, kids are kind of doing that, and they're graduating earlier and earlier with the summer school piece. I mean, a lot of kids are graduating after, their third year, where they have at least 2 years left to play.
Oregon State's offensive coordinator Brian Lindgren is with us. Give us an idea. Will we see a lot of new stuff from you guys schematically, or is this just about getting better athletes and a better understanding of what you've been running?
There'll be some tweaks. And I think you always got to be able to tweak your system based on your personnel. And so I think we're trying to build. Whereas when I came from Colorado, we'd had more mobile quarterbacks. Now we're working with Jake and Tristan, who are both pocket passers, and so we're doing some stuff that I think, schematically is going to fit them. So I think you'll see some changes from what we had last fall that are going to fit him and take advantage of their skill set. But for the most part, we got to be more physical. We got to have more depth, and just keep bringing in talent. And no matter what system you're running, that's the ultimate difference there.
Jamar Jefferson had a breakout year. Should we expect more of the same from Jamar? Is there, when people are gunning for him all year, you guys still found a way to get him yards and get him in position to succeed. I thought that was really interesting on offense.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player, man. I would look for him to have a big year. I know that, defensive coordinators, that'll be their number one thing every week is we're going to load up the box and try to take Jamar away and make you one dimensional. And I do think, with some of the receivers that we've got now, Trayvon, Bradford, Hodgins had a pretty good year. Having those quarterbacks that can throw it, I think hopefully we're able to just keep people a little bit off balance. That Tyjon Lindsey, a transfer from Nebraska, yeah. I think he's going to bring an element that, a downfield element that we were missing at times last year. So I think when you have that ability to kind of keep people honest, but I think at the beginning of the year, we're going to have to prove ourselves in the passing game because I think those first three games are going to load up and say we're going to take away Jamar.
I really liked what you guys did on offense. I wrote it off that Ohio State game. I said, this offense is going to sell tickets and the defense is going to sell beer because they're going to make you want to drink. But I felt like, obviously you inherit personnel. I felt like now, all right, we're going to get a chance to see the defense improved. Lindgren will do what Lindgren's going to do with that offense. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see what you guys do, especially out of the gates.
Yeah, and it's a challenging first three, for sure. But no, I think we're optimistic, and I just think the culture around here, I think, is just even from looking from where we were last, you know, where we were at this time last year, it's just, I think we're so much further along. And I think the guys that are in the program right now have bought into what Coach Smith and the coaching staff are doing. And I think we're heading in the right direction for sure. Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, Coach, thanks for making time for us. I really appreciate it. Who's your pick in the Masters? Who's your guy?
I'm a Dustin Johnson guy.
Okay.
You know, I think the that course always favors, you know, the big hitters, man. He's been, you know, I always enjoy watching him play. Take some chances.
All right, I like that. See, now we learned something about you. There it is. Take some chances down the field. Here we go. All right.
That's right.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, there's Brian Lindgren.